Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien. How may I assist you?
Yes, Damien. I received a charge of $67.32 for day and night availability on.
Thank you for your patience.
November's,
we are currently experiencing high call volumes.
The date
please
of the transaction
was
November 15th, and the date that it was posted was November 17th, and that was after a charge on November 10th and 11th, a postage tenth, and for $8.25. Could you please tell me what that is for?
Can I get your first and last name, please?
The last name is Karwoski. Karwoski.
Please continue to hold for the next available associate.
And the first name is?
Gail. G-A-I-L.
Thank you. I was able to locate the account. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
4809 Kenyonwood, Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
Gail Karwoski. K-A-R-W-O-S-K-I. First name is Gail.
I see that a order was placed for a drone via a survey for $8.25. It was stated within the terms of agreement that it is a gift to get you to enroll into the discount membership club, where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher. Sent
and
over
you
to your...
declined the payment because I did not subscribe to that.
It was stated within the terms of agreement. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this, so you're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us.
Well, you won't be paid the $67.32 because Bank of America recognized that it was not a correct charge. And they declined the payment.
I do have you canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
That's fine. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I guess you heard that, right?